brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I haven't even gotten into the fact that they're hyping that Iran's going to launch terror attacks. Show the criminals that have hijacked our government to the foreign banks. They'll have to stick their hands down our pants more, set up more checkpoints, raise taxes, have more drones in the skies. I mean, they've got all the motive and the history of staging the terror attacks, running Al-Qaeda publicly. And people are like, well, Alex, you're right. Our government does run Al-Qaeda all over the world. But, you know, this is a few years later now. And don't say Al-Qaeda was working for him on 9/11. Even though there's evidence, you're still not supposed to talk like that. Yeah, I'm supposed to have chump written across my forehead. I mean, I'm not a willful chump. I always thought of myself as just mediocre and average. Maybe there is something wrong with me that I'm aggressive and don't like being a slave and don't like people openly saying they're going to modify food to covertly reduce my health, lower my fertility, and give me cancer, and watch them prance around laughing about it. And I try to tell bureaucrats and people when I run into them, they don't care. They feel like they're part of the structure, and they just laugh at me. They're being killed by it, too, but still funny. I mean, look at this Washington Post article. You'd think they were talking about how the farmers are bad here. And then, oh, yeah, you know, they need to have a refuge so the bugs don't die eating this stuff. And then it goes on to admit the seed companies are surveilling their farmers. See, now farming is about being surveilled like you're a criminal. Seed companies use sales data to identify farmers who may not have purchased enough seed for a refuge. Oh, yeah, we have to go here buying our GMO seed that kills the bugs, but humans are going to eat it. You got to have that other seed for the buggies. We're surveilling you, and you didn't have a refuge of the stuff that doesn't kill the bugs. Can I have the stuff the bugs are getting? Oh, I'm an extremist. And I said Washington Post. This is in the Washington Post. It's actually from Bloomberg. So many of these news agencies now, it's all mixed together. Seed companies use sales data to identify farmers who may not have purchased enough seed for refuge, said Nick Storer, global science policy leader for Dow Chemical Co., another maker of modified seeds. The whole purpose of doing that was to try to increase the frequency with which we identify non-compliant growers, Storer said in an interview. Farmers who violate the requirements are now revisited at least twice over 5 years. Oh, you get EPA visits because the government pushes and stuff that's like a bioweapon on you, not food. And because it's so deadly to the environment, you've got to have emergency refuge for the other buggies. See, because this is for you, not for them. This is for you, not for them. Farmers who violate the requirements are now revisited at least twice over 5 years. Joan Cardin of Monsanto said in an interview, farmers who fail to follow up inspection loss access to technology, she said. Oh, we lose access to your technology that infects all the other species around it. Oh, yes, we now know that animals are breathing the GMO pollen and it's going into the DNA. The major study's out on that. It's jumping into other plant species, and it's jumping into the same family to an even greater extent. Maize, soybean, corn, sugar beet, whatever the case is. And I just watch the cancer rates and all the other diseases accelerate as they put poison in our water and food. And it's just trendy. It's just so trendy to die like this. It's trendy when people today are, you know, folks are listening to the show laughing today, I guarantee you, who are 45, 50 years old, driving in their car. And then in 6 months, they'll go into the doctor and they'll say you got a golf ball-sized tumor on your liver. And they'll go get it chopped out and they'll be dead. And, you know, they'll be dead a few months later. And they'll even, as they die, they'll be sitting there in their bed going, trendy, trendy, it's fun to die. I love the government, more fluoride, more GMO. Just trusting them and just loving it. They love death. They love failure. They love being scum. They love being killed by the globalists. And so the globalists are like, we will kill you. We want to. Believe me.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to the folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Rest of the hour, we are going to be joined by James Wesley Rawls. We're carrying his new novel, which is a sequel to the best-selling book, Patriots. It's like set with real patriots. It had Mark Kornke and others in it, but in a future globalist economic collapse scenario with UN troops rolling around. Whenever that book came out, I don't know, over a decade ago, I remember people going, that's ridiculous. Now, officially, the government and the media and everybody are pushing all these different plans and programs to have foreign troops here. They've said during emergencies, during economic collapse, we'll have Mexican and Canadian troops dealing with the American terrorist. That's Associated Press. It was a headline a few years ago. Top generals questioned by Congress over foreign troop plan. U.S. troops for the Olympics were up in Canada patrolling the streets. They had Mexican troops in the U.S. during Katrina, CBS News. All of this is part of an acclimation process. And I've been to urban warfare drills in 98, 99, 2000, and more since then, where they have foreign troops training to take on Americans. Last year, I sent Rob Due to Chicago. And we have footage of them training for gun confiscation checkpoints with Czech Republic, Polish, Ukrainian troops, and then with American role players, and then practicing putting people in the sports stadium. Now, he has another book that's been a bestseller on the New York Times top 10. It's been as high as number 3, How to Survive the End of the World as We Know It. In fact, we should probably carry that book, too. I haven't read that one. I've read Survivors. But the issue is, how did James Wesley Rawls, I think I know the answer, he's into liberty, into freedom. Never talked to him before, but I'm guessing he's a patriot. I mean, if he writes a book about collapse because of economics and foreign troops and everything, and it's got old line patriot talk show hosts mentioned in the book, it shows he's got a great understanding of things. But again, the book Survivor is available everywhere, but also available at Infowars.com if you want to support us as well. Weldon Henson read it. The publisher sent us a copy and said, this is a really good book. You ought to read it. And I read it, and I think it's even better than Patriots. But we've got him on with us to really get some into the novel, but also into what he means by the end of the world as we know it. Now, the IMF and World Bank say this is a controlled, designed implosion to bring in the world government. And as you know, Ban Ki-moon called for global government last week. The White House Economic Council head called for a global tax. We played yesterday on C-SPAN. It's all out in the open, but the ADL Southern Poverty Law Center reports say if you're talking about this, you're a lying, crazy terrorist, basically. And if you like Ron Paul, you're bad as well. And if you like Alex Jones, you're bad as well. So James Wesley Rawls joins us to talk about this. We have the demonization with shows like, Preppers. One of the prepper guys refused a procedure by a doctor. That's an article on Infowars.com. Had all his guns taken. They said by not taking the procedure, it means you don't care about your life. Prima facie evidence that you're suicidal. The guy's like, no, I just don't want tubes stuck in my chest. And so he's home healthy. And they just say, no guns ever again. No judge, no jury. And you got to know, most of your doctors are spying on you now. That's on record. Most of the preachers are. We're living in the transition from a free republic into the Soviet globalist model. And I say Soviet because that's what they call it. It's not even communist. It's a corporate fascist system through Soviet boards. Soviet just means boards or committees. Agenda 21. That's what the UN model is. The EU is based on the Soviet model. The bankers gave the commies, and our government funded the commies in 1917 on record. Now, here's the article. Prepper declared mentally defective, put on FBI list. There's that report. David Sardi barred from purchasing guns after doctor reported him to authorities. Now we go now to James Wesley Rawls. James, I'm kind of ranting here as I introduce you, but what woke you up? What makes you tick? Who is the man, best-selling author, James Wesley Rawls? And how did you write a book? I didn't even check the date. Was it a decade ago or so? Patriots that literally reads now like a history book because so much of it has happened.
Well, Alex, I'm a former Army intelligence officer, and I actually wrote the first draft of Patriots back in the winter of 1990-1991. And it's a classic socioeconomic collapse novel about hyperinflation, followed by a total collapse of society where the power grid goes down and there's massive depopulation of the major cities and lawlessness all over the country. I wrote that because I see it's actually a possibility. We live in a very fragile society with very long chains of supply, great dependence on technology, tremendous dependence upon power grid. And if the grid were to go down for any number of different reasons, all bets are off.
Wow. So, again, it's been so many years since I read that first book, and I'm one of these talk show hosts that just gets somebody on and does my research live. But I'd forgotten. Yeah, you were Army intelligence. So even back in 91, you recognized this New World Order threat, and you wrote about it. How did you discover this? I mean, did you discover this when you were in Army intelligence, or what woke you up?
Yes. What woke me up, to begin with, my upbringing was preparedness-minded from the very beginning, because I came from a pioneer family that had come out west by covered wagon in the 1850s. So I still had that spirit alive in me. I also grew up in Livermore, California, the son of a physicist that worked at Lawrence Laboratories. And Livermore has one of the highest per capita number of bomb shelters in the country. There's a very high recognition of the nuclear threat there, because they design nuclear weapons in Livermore. So between the two of those, I was already pretty well primed for the preparedness mindset. And then going into Army intelligence, I was involved with, among other things, some country studies looking looking at the fragility of some nations. And I came to realize that our own nation was even more fragile because we have a higher level of technological dependence. We have tremendously long chains of supply. And in recent years, we've adopted the Japanese Kanban school of inventory control, what they call just-in-time inventory or lean inventory control, where there's very little in the pipeline at any given time. And what you see on your supermarket shelves is basically all they have. There is no longer a back room with extra stock. What you see is what you get. And if the inventory control system breaks down for any number of different reasons, whether it's a transportation problem or a communications problem or just an internet problem, you're out of luck.
So we're 3 days from no food on the shelves in the studies I've seen from the Army, which I guess you were probably involved in. You can elaborate. 10 days from anarchy, 15 days from cannibalism.
About that, yeah. In fact, there's a bit of cannibalism described in my first novel. And when you come right down to it, human nature is pretty ugly. If you remove the trappings of modern society and law and order, there's just a thin veneer of civilization. And when you peel that back, what's underneath is kind of ugly. It's it doesn't take long at all before people revert to savagery. And that's one of the central themes of all of my writings. So that's why I encourage people to move to lightly populated areas and to team up with like-minded folks and to stock up in depth.
Well, you know, the media, the controlled corporate media, the globalist media, the occupied America media, they always demonize being prepared. But as you were pointing out, government itself and people that work in intelligence are obsessed with it now more than ever. And all the big money I know is leaving the United States, racing to mountainous areas, racing to islands. And even the news is reporting that. But we're still bad for being concerned.
Right. In fact, our government is essentially schizophrenic on the issue of preparedness. Because on the one hand, you've got the Department of Homeland Security labeling people who prepare as potential terrorists. At the same time, you've got FEMA encouraging everyone to stock up. So who do you listen to?
Oh, man. Now, I mean, you talk about the New World Order in your book that you're now saying you wrote 20 years ago. I guess I'd read it when it was republished, you know, 11 years ago or so. Now world government is out in the open. I mean, you just type world government into a search engine. It's being announced by them every day, by the very megabanks. How did you wake up to the whole global government system? What's your political views on that?
Well, I've always been a conservative. I was a John Bircher in the 1970s, late 70s is when I got involved with the John Birch Society and woke up to the whole globalist threat. And I still, although I don't have a really strongly conspiratorial view like some others, I do believe that we do have the threat of global governance. And the natural reaction of governments when there is a power vacuum or disruption is to clamp the lid down and institute total government. That's the very nature of government. And if there are risks out there that would cause major disruption, people have to be prepared not just for defending their own family home and providing for themselves, but also the prospect of waking up some morning and finding yourself under martial law. And the other thing that I stress in my writings is it's only the people that are well prepared that are going to be in a position to do anything about it. Everybody else is going to be worried about where they're going to find their next meal. So by stocking up, you can be part of the solution.
Well, James, people ask me, Alex, do you really believe all this you're talking about? I've moved to the country. I got an 8-foot stone wall. And around the back of the farm property, I got a big game fence with barbed wire on it. And I got food and I got guns, and if stuff does start unraveling and unfolding, anybody trying to take what I got is dead. And people are like, ooh, that's radical. No, that's just normal human nature. You talk about frontiers, that's, you know, where I come from. Most Americans, I feel sorry, you know, I have that in their roots. But most Americans now 90%, as you know, live in cities and are not self-sufficient. Of the 10% that are rural, I've seen numbers of only half being sufficient.
That's right.
And this is totally creepy because I've seen university numbers of 7 million dying of illnesses or malnutrition associated with a depression, 7 million in a decade, and that 90% were rural then, or about 87%, and about half of those were self-sufficient. So we're looking at 45% that were self-sufficient then, 7 million dead. Imagine what's going to happen this time.
And that's with the power grid staying up. If the power grid goes down, all bets are off. If you look back at the Depression of the 1930s, you had a lot more people that were more closely connected to the land. Now we've got 2% of the population feeding the other 98%, literally. So if we were to see a grid-down societal collapse, most people don't have country cousins that they can depend on anymore. And the chains of supply are so long that we could see a massive depopulation. And if this were to happen, say, in the fall of the year with power grid going down, if the grid didn't come back up quickly, by the next spring, we could see half of the population of the United States dead.
I want to go over those numbers with you. Best-selling author of fiction and nonfiction books, James Wesley Rawls, is our guest. Survivors, a novel of the coming collapse, is available at InfoWars.com. And then this book that we've got to carry, James Wesley Rawls, How to Survive Into the World as We Know It, available everywhere, tactics, techniques, and technologies for uncertain times. But I think more than just having food and guns and water, you need to be around, like you said, neighbors that are ready as well for mutual defense because
absolutely.
I mean, we're talking about, I'm sure you've seen the Rockefeller Foundation award-winning movie based on the novel The Road, which from my study is very accurate with how humans would act within 15 days.
Yeah, it's kind of a bleak outlook, but yes, that is human nature at its core when you come right down to it. And that's why it is important that people team up. You need to form a neighborhood watch on steroids. You need to team up with your neighbors, like-minded friends, fellow congregants of your church, and plan. Figure out what skills exist within your group, cross-train each other, and for any skills that are missing, people need to go out and get that training and then come back and cross-train everyone else. They need to go to places like Gun Sight and Front Sight for firearms courses and come back and cross-train everyone else. You need to have at least one member of your very local community, I'm talking a cluster of houses, that is trained as an EMT or paramedic. And that's as simple as enough as joining a local volunteer fire department, and they'll give you the training free.
Yeah, even swim teams give you that. I mean, you can go to the fire department, you don't have to join usually, and they'll give free clinics on it.
Sure, yeah, they do CPR classes and everything else. It's important that people get the training to go with all this gear. I try to stress in my blog, I do a blog every day called survivalblog.com. I try to stress in my writings every day that you need more than just the gear. You need the training that goes with it. Because owning a gun doesn't make you a shooter any more than owning a surfboard makes you a surfer. There's a lot of skill that you need to acquire, and those are perishable skills.
Well, that's a good point about perishable. When I was 12 years old, literally could shoot at the same hole at 200 yards with a rifle. Now I'm lucky at 200 yards to be able to hit bullseye just because I don't have time to be shooting. I only shoot 3-4 times a year now, and you're right. We all need to constantly stay ready and also be mentally prepared. You know, think through scenarios and have defaults of what you're going to do in certain scenarios so you're not thinking, what am I going to do as guys come climbing over your fence? You're going to have to open up on them.
If you're thinking through those problems as they happen, you're behind the power curve. You really need to plan ahead and train, prepare, lay in the logistics. And in terms of things like retreat security, you need to buy things like night vision gear and buy a Dakota Alert, which is an infrared intrusion detection system. You need to do that now, because if you wait until after a societal collapse, you think you'll be able to buy a Starlight scope on the open market? It would cost a king's ransom.
Well, there was an article yesterday I meant to get to. Guys, will you print it? I think the headline's like 40 things that Detroit's collapse tells us about our collapse. Because I want to go over some of those with our guests. Because if you look at Detroit, they had, what, a 79%
percent increase in just the last year in justifiable homicides. I mean, this is already happening in major U.S. cities.
Yeah, if you look at Detroit as kind of a bellwether for at least urban areas, that's kind of indicative of the path that our nation is on. And that's yet another reason why I recommend moving to lightly populated farming areas. You want to be away from the metropolitan areas because that's where 99% of the problems are going to exist. There won't be rioting in small towns. There won't be looting in small towns to speak of, even if the grid goes down. But if you're in an urban or even a suburban area, watch out because you're kind of at ground zero.
Well, don't the studies show, though, that because most people even in rural areas aren't sufficient, that within 3 to 4 to 6 months, there will start being criminal groups, but sometimes
there will be, but the chances of them coming to your door are statistically so much smaller out in the country than, you know, if you stay in the city or you stay in the suburbs, you're just another notch on the food chain. At least in the countryside, you'll have some delay, you'll have some time to team up with neighbors, establish good security before trouble comes your way. In the big city, the trouble will be there within 2 or 3 days. You won't have time to organize and prepare.
Yeah, this is from the Coming Collapse blog, and it's got the numbers and links to the Detroit Free Press and others. But when the economy falls apart, desperate people will do desperate things, and many homeowners will fight back. Justifiable homicide in Detroit rose a staggering 79% just last year alone. And now in some of these areas, the police are saying get guns, protect yourself. But I've seen other areas where they're saying don't get guns. Yeah, we're laying half the cops off. The other half are just going to do revenue generating. So you're on your own. We're not going to respond to these 35 crimes in Oakland. But don't you dare have a gun and defend yourself. What an immoral, sick position of the liberals.
Yeah, that's the whole statist mindset, which is they make everyone dependent, but then they don't have any guarantee of government services. If you look at places like Detroit, the response times, even for violent crimes, that stretch out into hours. Well, if you have to wait hours before the police arrive, all they're basically good for is filling out paperwork and toting off the body bags. You have to depend on yourself. It's essentially yo-yo time. You're on your own.
Now, obviously, if a solar flare hit us directly, that could blow out a lot of the power grid. We've gone over the transformers and the rest of it. There could be a nuclear war. They're trying to start war with Iran right now. Russia and China are threatening. But for me, it's just the economic collapse that if we did have another depression, we're already seeing a lot of stuff unravel, and we saw the government couldn't take care of Katrina. I mean, are you saying this collapse is going to happen or the probability's gone up?
I can't say with any certainty. All I can say is that there is a risk. And if I was an actuarial accountant in the insurance business, I wouldn't want to be issuing policies for governments. How's that? Now, you mentioned the power grid going down. You mentioned EMP and you mentioned solar flares. But there's one other way the power grid could go down that most people don't realize, and that is a malicious hacker attack could get into the SCADA software, which is the system control and data acquisition software that controls the power grid all the way from the power plants and the hydroelectric dams all the way to your home power meter. There's SCADA software all the way in between now, and that's at risk. So, yes, if the grid goes down, we're in big, big trouble.
Well, couldn't something like Stuxnet travel around the world and come back and do the same thing? Because, I mean, they've said they want to have the government take over the Internet to protect power grids, but doesn't that stuff have to be injected directly in, you know, to the computers at a power plant?
Well, the thing is that when all the SCADA software was originally designed in the 1960s and 1970s, it was before the days of hacking. So they left huge vulnerabilities in the code. And now, in recent times, they've created other portals into all of these software systems so that now someone can literally just dial in or log in by any IP address and go about their nefarious business.
Incredible. James Wesley Rawls, stay there. More with him straight ahead. Because remember, 20 years ago, he wrote about what's now happening. I want to know how he knew.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
Powder. You act proud and I'll act prouder. You sing loud and I'll sing louder. Tonight we're setting the woods on fire. You're my gal and I'm your fella. Dress up in your pop of yeller.
We're going to have James Wesley Rawls back on with us Friday for an extended interview on InfoWars Nightly News. And we're going to get more into solutions and ways from his research he thinks that you can protect yourself and prepare for this. If there's a 10% chance society is going to collapse, then we should all get prepared. And I got to say it's 50-50 right now. And governments are saying that. The head of the IMF said that last month. I mean, they're talking about a road warrior scenario. We'll be talking to our guest more in just a moment. And then if we avert all these new wars and this depression, then it's like, oh, it didn't happen. Well, that's what we hope. We hope that that's the case. Speaking of preparedness, I've put my money where my mouth is. I've lost now almost 40 pounds. You can see it if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. In just about 2.5 months, I have moved to the country. I have built a fence and a wall, and I've started getting my firearms out and trying to practice with them more. I got my storable food. I got my rifle, shotgun, four-wheel drive. I got my dogs, and I live back in the woods, you see. So, woman and the kids and the dogs and me. And the only thing I haven't done is gotten to know my neighbors, because I just am super private, but I need to get to know them. But it is nice to hear firearms going off every weekend. some of them fully auto. So sounds like I've got some good neighbors. Sounds like World War III, actually, next door. But I've got a character living next door. I haven't met him, but everybody knows who he is if I said his name. Sounds like the Terminator's next door. But sounds like they've got artillery simulators going off, too. But I live out in the country now, not far enough. You know, it takes me an extra 25, 30 minutes to get to work now, just because I do live outside town. But side issue, health-wise, I've learned that if you take a good vitamin, mineral, powder supplement that's from organic sources that you can actually absorb, then you're not as hungry, because you're not eating empty calories trying to get the nutrients. And the best products I've found, and when you purchase them from us, it also supports the broadcast, is InfoWarsTeam.com. And that's where the best, well, all the longevity products are there, but Beyond Tangy Tangerine, it's got the Mighty 90 minerals in it and vitamins. It's got the trace stuff that the mainstream media says you don't need, you know, that's key for all those interactions. We've got the Rebound sports drink powder. It's got the B vitamins and all the rest of it. We've got the Pollen Burst and a bunch of other great products that don't advertise as weight loss. It's just that everybody that takes them loses weight. Aaron's lost in 7 months, 65 pounds. And he's just not hungry as much because he takes the whey shakes and the stuff. So it's all available at InfoWarsTeam.com. And if we put InfoWarsTeam.com up on screen, there is a number on the site as well that you can call there on the site. Do they not have the 1-800 number on the front of the site anymore? That's just because usually it's right up there on the top of the site. Well, I'm sure you can find it somewhere on there. There's a conference call number of your distributor there on the site. Again, InfoWarsTeam.com. And don't forget the online video bookstore, the T-shirts, all of it, books like Survivors. It's your purchases. I mean, without you, I can't run the nightly news. I can't have the websites. I can't do any of it. Plus, these are great products, great materials, you know, info weapons, bumper stickers, citizen rule books, terrorist documents like the Constitution. It's all there, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, 877-551-1301 is the number to call if you got any questions or want to sign up to be a distributor and get discounts, 877-551-1301 as well, InfoWarsTeam.com. Okay, without further ado, I don't know why I haven't ever gotten this guy on. It's so great to have him here with us, one of the leading survivalist expert writers out there. But I know you don't like to toot your horn, but let's go back then to Patriots, 1991, you're writing it. How did you write about global governance coming via economic collapse? Because reading, you know, The Patriot, now the sequel Survivors, or Patriots, there it is. I mean, how did you know in 1991? And then I was asking you, you believe in the global government threat, but not that it's conspiratorial. And you were making the point that, no, it's just a system. It's not that it's in total control and under every rock, and I agree with you. It's that it's from the top, the compartmentalized system. They're trying to get control. They're trying to establish global government. It's not here yet. We can still reverse it. Please get into how you knew all this, how you broke it down, and then all the other facets of how you see these threats unfolding, including the like where they try to crash the economy, we're saying during the break, and then that backfires on them. Please continue.
Well, I just see it as a logical progression. We live in a very fragile society. We have a system where our constitutional government is at risk. Anytime there's major disruption, there's always the possibility that someone may try to step in to, quote, restore order, unquote, and you end up with a government that's far, far worse, that you end up with total government. And I think people need to be vigilant, and if they're vigilant and well prepared, they'll be in a position to hopefully speak up and do something about it. In a worst case, we could end up with a situation like I described in Patriots and in Survivors, where you ended up with a power vacuum that's created by economic collapse, and a foreign occupying army comes in to restore order, and then you end up, as I described in Patriots, in a war of resistance, a guerrilla warfare situation where you're trying to restore constitutional government. God forbid we ever get to that point, but I think people need to be prepared even for that.
All right, let me stop you there. My frustration with great guests like yourself that are telling the truth is that everything you say, there's 50 points I want to make backing you up. But people can pull this up. The Banff, Canada, 2006 North American Union SPP meeting. Judicial Watch sued, got thousands of pages of documents. They're right at about 1,000 pages, actually. And in there, the first thing they say in the meeting is, this is my film Endgame, screenshots of it. A, keep this secret. We're going to have North American Union integration by stealth. We're going to use military crises, drug crises, flu crises, economic crises to merge the governments. And now they're already doing that with cross regions with the drug war. And that's being announced. And they say, we'll use each other's foreign troops and each other's nations. And now it was always, I was at a military base and the generals said, get ready for the New World Order. To now we have the videos. We have the news articles where, generals questioned by Congress about plan for I-4 troops during crises or Mexican troops to be used to fight U.S. terrorists or NLE-09, FEMA press release. 14 countries working with FEMA to drill on suppressing uprisings. John Warner Defense Authorization Act saying it's to suppress the states, the governor's councils, the rural councils, right out of Red Dawn, the tattletale squads, the clergy response teams. I mean, they're setting up for a suppression of civil war. And it looks like the globalists want to have that civil war with the American people, and they're going to call us the terrorists. When they come arrest Alex Jones or John Wesley Rawls, or James Wesley Rawls, when they do things like this, well, we're just the terrorists. They're the ones gearing up for it. Your comments on that rant?
Well, it very well could be a big setup. I think, though, that the statists and globalists may be setting up a situation that's going to get out of their control. If they attempt to orchestrate a stock market collapse, or a banking panic, or something along that line, it could very well get away from them. They could end up with a situation where the rioting and looting gets completely out of control. Government agencies are unable or unwilling to respond. You could end up with individual police officers and firemen afraid to literally leave their home, leave their families unprotected. So they won't show up for work. That was what I described in Patriots.
And that happened in New Orleans.
Yeah. And you also ended up with police officers looting, literally. I mean, they were caught on camera.
Well, let's face it. Our police are not as moral as they were, and the studies are there 50 years ago. In the old days, people were not even that they were such tough guys, but it's like, hey, this is combat. We're going in. Nowadays, the whole culture at these mass shootings everywhere is sit there for 4 hours while you're told what to do by the feds. So now there's like this culture of being paralyzed.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could see a situation where, whether it's orchestrated or not, we could have a societal collapse. We could have things come completely unraveled. Again, the linchpin is the power grid. Things could come unraveled to the point where even someone who was hoping to be the one to come in and restore order and institute their brand of government, the situation could get completely out of their control, and we could see a complete unraveling where the cities become uninhabitable. Once the power grid goes down, there's about a 2 or 3 day supply of water in most civic water systems, so gravity fed from tanks. But there are very few cities that have end-to-end gravity-fed water. They're almost all dependent upon the power grid. So if the grid goes down, the water stops flowing, the toilets stop flushing, and then suddenly you have a huge public health crisis on your hands. The cities become uninhabitable. Commerce comes to a halt. You have this mass exodus of people from the big cities, what I refer to as the Golden Horde, pouring out of the cities. And it's a situation where it's difficult to get the apple cart back on its wheels.
So much time has gone into building the infrastructure that it works really well, but it's super delicate. And expanding on that, it was like 5 years ago a hurricane hit Texas. I forget which one they hit all the time. And Houston flooded with about 5 feet of water. And we have a ranch in East Texas Family Land about 130 miles north of Houston. It's about 100 miles south of Dallas. Well, Buffalo, Texas is outside Buffalo, Texas, and Fairfield. And I just happened to be there hunting and doing some shooting when the hurricane hit. And I thought, well, I'll just go have fun and go hunting during the hurricane. I don't care, because it was just rainstorm by the time it hit there. And I was in the small towns. They were reporting on robberies, people getting shot. And there were hordes of people, and I'm saying it's illegal aliens because that was the main group, because there's something like 5 million illegal aliens in the Houston area, just everywhere. The illegal aliens were driven out, because that's all I saw, and were robbing and stuff because they were pushed into the countryside, and they were getting shot and stuff. And the news didn't report on it, but I saw blurbs. I mean, they were getting shot. And there were also some other folks running around, but it was mainly the illegals, because they were driven out of the city. I mean, can you so that scenario, I saw that happen.
Same thing happened in New Orleans in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. There were refugees as far as 400 or 500 miles away, and they brought this whole wake of a high crime rate with them. And that was just one localized area, essentially one big city. That was badly affected. Imagine if every major city in the country simultaneously went through a major economic collapse and power grid failure. There's actually three power grids in the country, a Western grid, an Eastern grid, and a Texas grid. If the power grids go down, we could see major rioting and looting going on in virtually every urban area. And yes, there will be some pretty large ripple effects that come from that. I just pray that the majority of your listeners team up and be ready to hunker down. It means having a deep larder, being very well stocked up, very well trained, and having, you know, keeping your radar up, basically, keeping an eye on the big picture, and being ready to at least rebuild, you know, from the ground up, from your local area up. To reestablish commerce, reestablish law and order, and I mean constitutional law and order.
Well, I know that from previous events, when things get really bad, the police and others don't show up, and I cannot imagine what will happen. If the welfare checks didn't show up for a month, it would be burning cities. And then what's going to happen after the welfare class does burn down the city? Then there'll be even less infrastructure. It is going to be hellish.
Yes, we could. If you look at what's going on in Detroit right now, for example, where you have they're actually turning off streetlights because the some of the suburbs of Detroit can't even afford to run streetlights. Then you end up with this cascade of events. You end up with a lack of police protection, no response from burglar alarm companies, for example. And then after people have, you know, cleaned out these abandoned houses, then they resort to stripping out the copper wiring. So they're literally destroying the infrastructure. So even if the power grid were to come back up, the infrastructure would be so destroyed, that it would be months or years or even, you know, conceivably even generations.
Humans without a job who aren't self-sufficient are like locusts.
Yeah.
It's a cloud of grasshoppers.
In essence, you're right, Alex, because that's human nature. I'm a Christian, and I look at the human heart as desperately wicked at its core. And it's only because of the restraint of things like Christian faith and the restraint that non-Christians are under because of civil government that keeps them from acting like locusts. I just dread seeing a situation where there is a vacuum of restraint, where there's no control.
Well, that's another thing.
With modern morals, or lack thereof, we could see a tremendous period of lawlessness.
Let me raise.
Very ugly.
I agree. Let me raise the next point with you. What about what we see in every government and what we've seen in Katrina and other cases where they don't help all the people that are in the Superdome? The military comes with the police under federal orders to go into $5 million houses and blows safe doors off the wall and take people's guns who were there with generators and food. What happens when the system comes to commandeer our food and guns? What happens when the armored vehicle with the police comes down your road to commandeer your storable food?
Well, statistically, the chances of that happening to any one of your listeners is pretty small, but it is a risk. But people need to have a contingency plan to bug out. Everybody, even if you have the very best retreat in North America and you're completely hunkered down in your bunker, you still need to have a plan B. You need to keep your bug out bag ready and be ready to get out of Dodge, because the last thing you want to be doing is getting into a gunfight with the local police or with.
Yeah, no, you've got a fake cache of guns and food you give them. You act like you're mad that they got it. I mean, there are alternatives to fighting. It's smarter.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. We need to be wise as serpents and meek as doves. So, yeah, it makes sense to have a rusty old 30-30 and a shotgun to turn over to them if they come looking for them. And you have the majority of your better guns cached somewhere, well hidden, so that even if they, quote, clean you out, they're not going to have even the majority of it. They'll just have a small portion.
Well, the New World Order said they want a post-industrial world. That's their plan. It is pretty much designed. We're going to come back with our guest. His book is available at Infowars.com. It's Survivors. James Wesley Rawls is our guest. Incredible information.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made, and you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Gentlemen, we're going to keep James Wesley Rawls with us for 20 minutes into the next hour. Then a member of the European Union Parliament, kind of a Ron Paul of England, Nigel Farage, is going to be joining us. You know, I wish this stuff wasn't true. And I'm so busy on air and doing the nightly news and trying to make films and trying to travel and all this stuff that Well, I'm going to be honest. I was planning to visit radio stations all over the country this year. And I'm going to go to Dallas to visit an affiliate and speak this Sunday. Find out more at Infowars.com/events for the ticket sellout. I'm going to Orlando for Big 8-10, where we're number one, to speak the 26th. And those tickets are going to be sold out probably even before the event if you want those. But it's a side issue. I'm pretty much looking at maybe not traveling any after that, because the collapse is so imminent if it's going to happen. And I was talking to James. I said, James, when do you think it could happen with the whole financial thing? And he gave me his answer. And this is a guy who predicted this with incredible accuracy 20 years ago and how it would start happening. And repeat to me, James, what you said.
Well, Alex, I think that there's a possibility that we could see a repeat of the 2008 financial crisis in the next few months as things come unraveled with the periphery of the EU. That's the Greek tragedy, as they're referring to it, could get out of control. We could see a banking crisis and a credit collapse that could go global. And if that happens, we could see virtually all the Western countries go down like dominoes. We could see a banking crisis, stock market collapses, collapse of bond markets. It could get very, very ugly. There's a huge number of derivatives in play that's a huge imponderable, because that derivatives market didn't even exist 10 years ago. Now it's measured in the scale of hundreds of trillions of dollars notionally in derivatives in play at any given time. And a counterparty risk is huge. Well, what happens if one of those counterparties is a national government and that counterparty goes away? It's just unfathomable to know what could happen. And the risk is tremendous.
And again, the head of the IMF said something similar a month or so ago, but they're too good at what they're doing. They create the crisis on record. They sell the fraud. Then they say, give us more power. Give up your sovereignty, Europe, America, and we'll fix it. But then it only implodes faster. They make bigger bonuses, but they're destroying their own golden goose. They're hacking it open greedily when it's giving them a golden egg every morning. They think there's eggs inside. I think the point you made of because they're on record creating this to consolidate power. They bragged about it. Those memos have been made public by Goldman Sachs and others, but they're going to fry things so badly the bankers are all running to private islands with their own security teams. I mean, like they want to rule everything so much and have just so many digits in their bank accounts that they're going to devalue the value of the digits through their sheer greed.
That is a possibility. And if you look at the Hegelian dialectic, if that crisis at the beginning spins out of control, they lose the tail end of the dialectic, don't they? There will be no synthesis at the end. They'll be lucky if they survive.
They're nuts. They're absolutely out of their minds. But I guess that's what happens with megalomania. They just feel invincible. And it's the power grabbing, they just can't stop it.
Well, when you have all the money in the world, what is there but power? And yes, I think you may be right. The lust for power may be their own undoing.
And ours as well, because when this thing falls, it's like the Parthenon coming down on your head with a ton of bricks. Back in 60 seconds, third hour straight ahead, the book Survivor, available at Infowar.com. Survivors.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.